Welcome to Longview Baptist Church. Where will you spend your eternity? This is a question that does have an answer, even if you don't know what it is. I am Pastor John. This ministry is designed to prepare you for that day we will all face, our last. Join us as we find an answer to the tough questions, and remember, you cannot truly live until you're truly ready to die.
I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of turkeys not going to be happy tomorrow. Probably not happy tonight, are they? Oh, thank you for the music, brother. Let's see. Now, this fella here, I think he wins the prize. This fella right over here, that fella right there is going to win the prize. Every year at my first church, we'd give out a prize to the oldest mother on Mother's Day. And the one lady that won it every year, she called herself, that's the prize for being the oldest rat in the barn. So, I believe you earned that prize tonight, haven't you, brother? Now, are you the oldest fella here? Well, keep waiting. Oh, now, if I got this thing turned right here, y'all can hear me, and that girl there, she's looking like this. Can you hear back there? Oh, that's because you're young. How many of you got your Bibles with you? How many know to go to the book of, well, I'll get it here in a minute, Galatians. The book of Galatians. Galatians. Do you ever hear anything that just doesn't quite seem to add up or make sense? You know what a paradox is? It's two doctors. A paradox. There's a paradox walking down the hall. There's two doctors. But sometimes we hear things that just don't quiet it up. Now, how many's got theirself in Galatians right now? Okay, I'll get you. Now, do you you deliver mail. So I'm assuming you can read. Now, let's see. Did you have your hand up? Okay, now I'm going to ask you to read a verse in Galatians chapter 6. Will y'all do that? Thank you. Okay, now you got chapter 6. Let's see, wait a minute. Can you read in a loud voice verse 5? Stand up and read so they can hear you. We got a big crowd here. It kind of muffles the sound. Oh, that's good. That's good right there. Just that part. That's good. What did he say? Everybody's got to carry their own load. Is that right? Thank you, sir. Young lady, if you'll stand up, if you'll read verse 2. Okay, thank you. Now he said, what? Carry your own burden. And she said, let everybody else help you carry your burden. Now, they just... Verse 2, 3, 4, 5, they're real close together. One of them says one thing and one says another. Which one is right? If you had to pick a verse, which one is right? She's a-thinking. Bear one another's burdens. Verse 5, carry your own burden. Now, I'll tell you, here's the secret. Now, when you're reading the Bible, know this one thing. When you read something that you don't understand or seems to be contradictory or seems not to make good sense, remember this. It's the Word of God, and it's true. Amen? It's the Word of God. The problem is not the Word of God. The problem is sometimes we don't understand it right. Now, I need some volunteers. How about you three girls back there on the back? Oh, those three right there. And fella, I need six volunteers. You get your two volunteers to come on up here. Come on up here. Yep. I want the three girls right over here on this side. The three girls. This three girls right here, right here, and right here. Right on each side of her. Then on the other side. Now, step up here, brother. You're not a Mormon, are you? You come up here with two women I didn't know. Well, no, I didn't mean to embarrass you. Wait a minute. You got to get on this side of him. And we're gonna live out some scripture, and I'm going to ask you, do me a favor, just introduce yourself to everybody real loud so they can hear you. Hello. Yep. Well, anything else you want to tell us?
I'm Allie.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. And you are? Tell them. Who?
Malachi.
I've heard that name somewhere before. And your name? Are you sure? Okay, both of you are sure. Both of you got a name starts with A, is that right? Okay. Oh, and pray for this girl. She's got holes in her sweater, but she's still coming to church anyway. It's nice of you. And look at everybody and tell them your name. I'm Carrie, is it? Kiri. I get it right. Okay, now here's the boss in the middle. Look at everybody and tell them your name. I thought it was another A. Okay, give them a hand for volunteering. I'll tell you what. Now, it says everybody, let's see, would you hold that? Would you hold that? Everybody bear your own burden. Is that right? Is that too heavy for you? How about you? You having any trouble holding it? You sure? You got it in one hand. You're a pretty strong fella. Let me ask you. Come over here, Malachi. Come over here. What's your name again? Come here. Y'all step over here away from these other people. Now you hold your Bible. Now which one of y'all think could hold their Bible the longest? You think you could hold it till the service is over? Could you hold yours till I'm through preaching? I have preached a long time in the past. Okay, go back to your spots. Now that's what it means when it says, bear your own burden. Don't ask somebody to do for you what you can do for yourself. Amen. When I became a Christian, I didn't know the difference between the Old Testament and New Testament. Y'all know the difference? One's old, one's new. I was 25 years old. And I had this friend, he kind of had some Bible studies in his house, and I'd ask him questions, and he'd say, Jim, have you got a Bible? I said, yeah, right here. He said, what's the Bible say? I said, well, I was hoping you, he said, I'm not going to answer a question you can look up for yourself. Oh, make me so mad. I'd say, well, I heard about a certain verse, and where's that at? And he said, Jim, you got a Bible? I said, yeah. Look it up yourself. I said, he said that so many times. But the truth of it is sometimes we want to be fed. You come to church And you want somebody just to give you all the answers. But you know what? A lot of times God said this book's for every one of us. Amen? You got to dig in there and find some things yourself. Now, how are you doing on your book? Are you still holding it? You're not getting tired or anything? Well, maybe we could make it a little more interesting. Would you hold those three? Would you hold these four? Oh, I'm going to give her three. She looks weak. Three. Four. Now, y'all spread out just a little bit. Spread out just a little bit. You only got three. That's not fair. Now, I want you to put your arms out like this. Wait a minute. Give her your other. And put your arms out like this. Now, would y'all lay your four books in his hand? Lay your four books in her hand. Yeah. That didn't work too good, did it? Okay, keep your hand under hers. Keep your hand under hers. And you keep your hand under hers. Maybe I should have asked if they were coordinated. Now, brother, are you holding up? Don't move. Y'all just sit there and watch him. Well, wait a minute. Sister, how you doing? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Wait a minute. Get them back up here. Put your arms up there. She's got a case of the giggles. Okay. And put them in there. Try it again. Y'all, you know you got the air conditioner on here. Ooh, I'm an old man. I like being warm. Now, just watch him. Let go of him. Now, you stay there till I get through preaching. Why? How you doing, hon? How you doing? Okay, wait a minute. Stop before we tear the Bible books all to pieces. Lay them back down. Wait a minute. You know why she's still holding hers? She's got somebody helping her, hasn't she? Lay them down. Lay them all back down. Thank you. Thank y'all very much. Lay them back down there. Oh, give them all a hand. They did good. Thank you. That poor fella didn't know what he was getting into. When I said, I need a volunteer, would you volunteer? And he said, sure. Now look. Verse 5, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every person has a load. That's when they had one book. Everybody here brought something with you you're carrying tonight. You got an easy load. You got a two-month-old. How hard could that be? You just give them a bunch of food and say, watch TV till I come back. No. But everybody here has something. We've all got something we're worried about, something we're praying about, something we're concerned about, a struggle maybe at school or at work or with family. We've all got something, but don't be one of these people that wants everybody else to take care of your problem. I had a young man come into my office one day. He said, Brother Gray, you know, I'm going to college. He went to Maryville College, wound up being student body president. Well, he came into my office after church Sunday morning and said, I'm going to college tomorrow. I said, well, good. He said, you know, and then he pulled out a paper, and there was four or five pieces of paper, and he said, I asked you a while back, would you fill out these reference papers and some other stuff? And I said, yeah. He said, well, I forgot to bring them to you. And I looked at it, and I had to write a whole bunch of stuff and write about him. And he said, could you have this by church time tonight? I said, no. He said, but I'm leaving in the morning. I said, can I tell you something? I said, poor planning on your part does not make an emergency on my part. I said, Sunday afternoons I spend with my family, especially if they're on the couch. I lay down and take a nap. I'm not staying up all afternoon writing an essay for you. I said, you tell whoever gets these papers, I will mail it to them. He wanted me. He'd had those papers. He said he'd had them for 6-7 weeks. Brings it to me. Have you ever had somebody come up to you and want you to fix a problem that shouldn't have been a problem? Don't do it. Don't do it. Now that's bear one another's burdens. Everybody here, you're responsible. Listen very carefully. Don't ever forget this. You're responsible for your own life and soul before Almighty God. Amen? Everybody. Everybody. Now that little girl, when we put the books up, she kept hers out, didn't she? Somebody over here, I'm not going to mention who, kept dropping his load. Why? Well, go back up to verse 2. Bear one another's burden. You know, it's easy to carry your load when all you got is a small load. Amen? Bear one another's burdens, and let me put this in plain English. Verse 5, let everybody carry his own firewood to build a fire. You just get you some wood. How many of y'all ever built a fire, a little campfire, something like that? You just pick up your wood, you carry it. Even when you're building a little fire, let everybody carry your own load. Don't expect everybody else to go get a firewood for you to stay warm. That's what it means when it says bear your own burden. Do the things you're responsible for. Do the things you can do. Everybody can gather their own firewood. But verse 2, bear one another's burden. Have you ever seen somebody trying to carry a big, big beam of wood? Or small log. You carry your own firewood, but when you have a burden that's too big for one man to bear or one person to bear, you see somebody struggling under a load, go help them out. Go help them out. My little grandson comes over and he loves to drive a tractor. I've been collecting rocks. Y'all need any rocks? I got rocks and piles of rocks. But I've been collecting rocks for 30 years on my farm, and I hadn't run out of rocks yet. But I kind of make piles, and then I move them to other places. That's my hobby. My grandson was over, and I said, you don't drive the tractor? It's got a big bucket on it. Yeah. He hops up on the tractor. He drives over there. He lowers the bucket down, and I get over there, and I'm putting these rocks, and some of them pretty good size, in the bucket, and he's sitting there prowling the tractor. I said, come here, boy. Come here. He hops down. He said, what? I said, don't ever sit down and watch somebody work. I said, get down here and put your hands on these rocks. He said, well, I thought you wanted me to drive. I said, well, you can drive as soon as you fill this bucket up. You can drive it where I tell you. Everybody, listen, be responsible for your own life. Amen? God's not going to get up and ask you about so-and-so and so-and-so. When we stand before our Lord and Savior, He's going to talk about our own life. And He's going to ask us to do things. And one thing He did, He said right here in His Word, when you see somebody struggling, don't say, oh my gosh, look at them, they're having such a hard time. Oh my gosh. Go over, if you're able, and help. You know anybody in church that once was faithful and suddenly starts kind of miss a Sunday here, miss a Sunday there? Maybe two Sundays here and three there. Don't sit there and say, I wonder why they're not here. Go sit down with that person and say, I missed you. Is there something I can help you with? Something I can pray about? Oh, they might say, well, no, we've been having to work 7 days a week. I can't help it. Where I work, you got to work. Well, that's a reason. But now you know. Or they might say something like, well, been having some family troubles, been having some health problems, this, that, the other. Bear the load that's too heavy to bear alone. Y'all been praying for Brother Jonathan. Lord willing, he's going to be back Sunday, right? Now, did he cut his right hand or his left hand? Well, whatever it was, he won't be pounding the pulpit. I understand he's still sore. But y'all been helping him by praying for him. That's bearing somebody else's burden. One of the best things God ever gave you, listen very carefully, young people, this is important. The best thing you've got is that you are in a church that cares about you and will pray for you. Don't ever leave God's people behind. God did not make us to go out into that world and survive all by ourselves. God made us to be part of a family, part of a group. We call that group the church. And I thank God for the church. And I want you to know when you've got a problem, you can come and say, well, you know, I've been doing this, but lately it's all been piling up on me and I'm getting tired. You just take something just like this and just carry it for a while. Carry it for a while. Now, I know what this is like because my wife will say, we're going to go pick up a couple of things at Belk's or Target's. And I say, okay. And pretty soon she's got me walking through Belk's. You know, I'm just loaded down. I says, well, I'm just getting a few things. Oh, no. Listen, God gave us this church so that we could help each other and pray for each other and lift one another up. We've had some good times, I hope, in the last few weeks. Had a lot of fun. Y'all enjoyed it. I've enjoyed being here. But having me and having Brother Jonathan is the difference between being on vacation and being back home. You know, when you go on vacation, what do? Yeah, you see different things, you do different things, you eat different things, and you kind of have a good time. Everybody likes a little vacation. But the best part of any vacation I've ever had, you know what it is? It's when I see my own driveway when I get back home. I don't care where I've been, I sure like to see my own driveway. And I'm kind of been like a vacation for you. We do things a little different. I'm a little different, Brother Jonathan, but I know you just can't wait for your pastor to be back up here. It's one thing to be on vacation, but you can't be on vacation all the time. You need to get back home. You need to be home. You need to have your pastor. He needs to have you. We've had some good times. I really enjoyed watching you try to hold them slippery books. I'm telling you, those things are slippery, aren't they? Oh, no wonder you got them in the back and you got this up on the wall. It's a lot easier. But y'all are here and it's Thanksgiving time. And I hope you give thanks for many things. But among the things you give thanks for is your pastor, your church, your Sunday school, your music director, the people who operate the sound system. Give thanks for the people who sit around you that you maybe just see once a week or twice a week. But give thanks that God gave us a church Amen. How many people are so lonely? You might have somebody in church that's lonely. You need to go by, maybe sit with them, talk to them. Say, can I sit with you today? Listen, we all need each other very much. We need God very, very much. I thank y'all for being here. And I pray you'll be here and you'll stay here and you'll take roots here and you'll grow here and you'll serve God all the days of your life. Now this fellow's been at it longer than most, but you're still here. And I appreciate that. It's an inspiration to me. I encourage you. Now I believe this fellow here, he's going to last just as long. He's going to stay in God's church a long, long time. And I think these young people back here who, when I said I need some volunteers, they all said, okay, okay. Best music to a preacher's ears, you ask for a volunteer and somebody says, okay. Okay, they didn't say, like a lot of adults, well, Brother Gray, let me pray about that. No, 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 no. When God calls you, just say, okay. 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 If you say okay to God, you'll never regret it. You'll always be blessed. You'll always be happy. And we're going to slow down tonight. Now, I had to fill out a thing here. Is a treasurer or representative of treasurer anywhere around here? Song leader, I'm going to give it to you. It's a tax form he gave me to fill out. So the IRS won't put you in jail, and more importantly, won't put me in jail. Now, if you're in jail, I'll feel sorry for you, and I will come visit you. But I don't particularly care to be there myself. Although I did get locked up in the juvenile center one night over in Murfreesboro. Went to see a young man. They put us in a private room, you know, like this. They got a big place. And we went down the hall. They put us in the room. And we were talking. All of a sudden, all the lights went out in the hall. All the lights went out in our room. I said, what's going on? He said, well, they shut down at a certain time at night. Well, I went to the door, and it was locked. And I said, where's the guard? He said, well, usually in the other building. I said, oh me, I think I know where I'm going to spend the night. But, you know, about 30 minutes later, a guard came down the hall and we beat on the door like give him a heart attack. Listen, you may be somewhere you don't want to be sometimes, but God's always with you, amen. Let's end in prayer for Brother Jonathan, for you as you celebrate Thanksgiving. For your bride as she rolls around the house in a wheelchair. Well, she'll be out of that for long. Give her 6, 7, 8 months. You don't realize how important mama is to mama can do. And it does make a difference. Amen. Let's pray together.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that God's word has encouraged you. You feel like you've had fellowship and been at home with family. Today, if God has moved in your heart, and today you would like to make him not only the Savior, but the Lord of your life, first, it's important to know that we are sinners. We're born sinners. No one can bridge the gap that was separated when sin broke what God had created so beautifully. If today you know you're a sinner in need of a Savior, and you know that Jesus Christ was born, lived a sinless life, and died on the cross to pay for your sin, today, if you want to, you can trust him as your Lord and Savior. It requires you to pray and in faith, ask him to save you, to forgive you of your sins, to cleanse you, and you want to live for him. I pray today, if you do that, that you will reach out to us. We would love to get you connected in a church body, a church home, wherever that might be, and get discipleship around you so you can grow in this new life that you found in Christ. Read God's word. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. God bless you.